Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's time for another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And this episode's really special because I don't know the topic.
It's very special for many reasons. Actually, one of the reasons maybe you would wish that I wouldn't tell you.
I do wish.
No, they would wish because they're going to have to imagine it.
I meant I wish you
Danny's
would tell
in
me.
His bathrobe.
It's not his.
It's my wife's.
I'm not sure why he chose his wife's. It is cold outside. I'm not sure if he lost his coat or what. The only thing that makes it more bearable for me is he's in some very masculine sneakers.
But this is not something, it's not like Danny had a little, you know, cold and needed to just cozy up in his wife's bathroom. No, he's been wearing this as a fashion statement for 2 weeks. Go to Kroger.
Yeah, I actually like it. You know, I have a thin neck and a collar really accents me in a
I'm going to take a picture
way.
So people know what we're talking about.
I don't know why you didn't do your robe. Why your wife's?
It's more Spanish lord. He feels like he's a Spanish lord. Okay, so enough about Danny. It's all done.
Hey, actually, we had somebody write in who listens to the podcast and said randomly, one of her favorite things is Serene's commentary on my outfits.
By the way, we also had someone write in and I sent them to DannySaidWhat.com. She's like, thanks. I've been a long time listener to the podcast and thanks for dissing Memphis.
Who dissed Memphis?
I love Memphis. You totally dissed
diss
it.
Memphis? I'm from Memphis.
I know, that's why you dissed
hey,
it.
Hey, listen, here's what people from Memphis know that people not from Memphis don't know, is that when you diss something, it's a sign of endearment. Like, we diss our relatives and my brother and we punk people and that's Memphis. So I'll diss Memphis because I'm from Memphis and I know that Memphis is hood and needs to be dissed until the government cleans the city up.
But you're dissing it because you love it.
But yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Danny.
Can I have one more thing before John says something beautiful? I can tell it. I just have to say, while we're on this topic of people writing in and such, I got a card. Yeah.
Aww. I've never got a card.
Yes. Just to you, not to Serene Pearl.
No, yes, you did, because I got that same beautiful card.
Did
Sorry,
you get
Danny.
One too?
Sorry, Danny.
Let me see it.
Well, this is
that
sweet.
Beautiful,
Merry
beautiful
Christmas.
Family.
It's from Becky and her family. I guess we'll conceal your last name, but Becky... Thank you so much for this beautiful card.
Is that your first piece of mail?
This is my first piece of mail. And she wrote a note, Danny, Merry Christmas from our family to yours. Thanks for what you've added to my THM lifestyle. I enjoy tuning in each week to The Potty. Becky. Becky!
Aww.
Thank you, Becky. This means...
Did you hang that on the tree as a special ornament because you're this up is in the podcast that much?
Yeah, this is a gift from a relative as far as I'm concerned. And it means a lot. Appreciate it.
So I got two things. One, have you guys seen the thing going around on social media? The picture
Probably.
Of the egg.
Picture of the egg.
There was an effort to make this picture, this egg, the most liked, viewed.
just because.
Yeah.
What, like a fried egg?
It's just a picture of an egg. Yeah. Just cause.
Snake egg, chicken egg.
The previous record was held by a Kardashian picture, and they wanted to beat it with just a picture of an egg. I think Pearl, that picture you just took of Danny. We might have something there. Let's try to beat
break
the egg.
The internet.
Let's try to beat the egg. But seriously, folks, got a trivia question for you.
Yeah.
How many weeks are there in a year?
52.
I was 209.
Okay, 52 is the correct answer.
Okay.
This is episode 104, my friends.
Oh, woo la la.
104.
Oh,
this is the one.
Yeah. Episode 104. You're listening right now to our 2 year anniversary.
I can't believe my homeschooled.
Yeah. Two full years on the air.
That's epic.
Yep. One podcast every week for 104 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
So congrats. Yay, us.
Yay.
All right.
And yay, listeners. Hey,
thanks, John. Now, I want to get onto the topic. We promised you guys this topic when Serene was away for 2 weeks. It wasn't 2 weeks in our land, in our time. It was just 2 days for us.
Yes.
But in your world, it was 2 weeks.
Maybe it was 2 weeks in our time because it was a home full of vomiters.
Oh, so time sort of went slower.
Slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Serene, yeah. Okay. She was in a home full of vomiters, but she's back. And I promised you, and I wanted to wait for Serene to do this one because Serene needed to be with me.
Because
and
we needed to put a bit of a mean streak on occasionally.
Today we're going to be not so kind. Is that okay with everybody?
Well, I love you, Pearl. Like, who do I love more than my husband and my children?
Me.
Yeah, like, that you're right there, up in the top of the list with my mutti and my vater. I mean, my mum and my dad.
Oh, but speaking of that. Yes. Oh, okay, mutti and vater. That is that German?
Yeah, well, hopefully. If you're German, don't write in and say we didn't pronounce it properly. Or maybe you should to clear the whole thing up. But you're right up there, Pearl, and I like to get hard to you sometimes out of love.
You're the meanest person to me.
Yeah.
And I love
you. You can't think like that. I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah.
So today when Serene and I talk to you, we're doing it out of love.
Is that what the mutti and vater made you think of?
No. I thought would at least say the name of this topic. 5 dumb things you're doing. Stop it now. Okay? Just to help you on your trim healthy journey.
And that's not, hey, stop it.
No, it's just stop it.
Yes.
That's what it is. Today's just, we're not being
kind. I'm a little bit cranky because I slept on my neck wrong last night. I was like, was nursing the baby in this weird
crunk
of a position.
So this was a good day to bring
the And I can't even move my neck. So to get some violence in my voice, I'm going to have to be very, a little bit loud.
So there you go, Denny. That's the subject. You can follow along and bring whenever you have something
to add. But
back
to mutti and vater. What happened?
Oh! Okay, so last weekend, Charlie and I went on just a weekend getaway.
Yeah.
But we had to fly. So I thought, I don't know. The laws have changed so far. Federal government says that I can have my CBD, my feminine balance, right? But I don't know. Maybe they'll steal it from me and I don't want to go and have to be patted down. So I'm not going to take my feminine balance.
Yeah.
And it does really help me sleep. I have the best sleeps.
Oh,
so I was out without my feminine balance and on the second night, there's what went through my head the whole time.
Did you have a German dream?
No. Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am in Camp Granada.
Oh, no.
The whole
That's what people
night.
Think that would be when you're on the weed. They think that you're having those dreams.
No. When I'm taking my feminine balance at night, it's just soothing thoughts into sleep. But all it was hello, mother. Hello, father. Constantly. I was like, feminine balance, where are you?
You were going a little bit weird on the withdrawal, Pearl.
Oh my God.
But don't worry, I've actually had a few days without it and I didn't do hello mata fata, so don't think that you're going to have bad withdrawals when you go off. You won't. That's just Pearl's crazy brain and what
she
does.
No, it was just like, it was the difference between
peace in your brain
and just strange.
It could be some bad spiritual somethings in the hotel room you're in.
I don't know.
But anyway, German band may have, you know.
No, I'm not sure. It wasn't. That's not German. Remember that song? Hallo Mutter, Hallo Vater?
No.
You all know what. John, you know what I'm talking about.
He knows every crazy band.
Serene, you don't know what I'm singing when I'm singing that one? Here I am in Camp Granada. Yeah,
no,
it's not
I don't
German.
Know, but it was fascinating nonetheless.
Hey, sounds like some sort of nationalist crazy.
People are totally at this point sick of the rabbit trails.
Do you know what they want to say? Hey, just stop it. Just stop it.
You are allowed to tell Serene and I to just stop it, as we are about to tell you. Number one, just stop eating the food off your kids' plates.
Oh, that's a huge one. Oh, that is a huge one. And I understand.
It's all about...
Oh, producer John here is...
What's happening?
Is what are doing? Hello, Mata Fata.
That's it. That was the song. Yes. But here we are
oh
back.
Oh, my goodness. Now it's stuck in my brain. Oh, I rebuke it.
Hey, it's about waste, you see, because you make your child a nice meal. Let's say peanut butter and jelly. And they're 3. Or maybe they're 8. But they don't eat the whole thing. You put some goldfish on the side of your plate because you're doing a regular
kid. Do you? I don't.
No, I know you don't and I probably don't, but I have done. And people are doing this because that's what their child is going to eat. Or pretzels or something, right?
Just stop it.
And the child has like 5 bites and you're like, finish and then they don't. And then finally it's like, okay. So
and you see the extra 75 cents just wasted on the tray mm-hmm. and you think I need to eat that
you're
75
like,
cents.
There's no way I'm going to throw that piece of uneaten sandwich in the trash. So you eat it because you're being the good person that doesn't waste.
That's one reason. All the other reason is you are famished. Mm. And if you're like me, you don't want to eat until your child's eaten because you want to actually be able to breathe while you eat and not just be like lurching for like the food that's being thrown across the room or something, you know? And then you don't want to be wiping snot with every one of your own mouthfuls. So, you know, you want to feed the little cuteness and then eat yourself, but you're starved. So the whole time you're just kind of like, subconsciously eating every second bite
but
your child
is. But we promise you won't know you've had a meal when you do it that way. If you're snatching from your child's plate and just gobbling and you're going to eat it fast because you don't really feel right about it, it's not going to be an enjoyable meal. It's not going to do your body any good. You're probably going to get some heartburn
because
you shoved it down.
Or it could be not even off the plate. It could be while you're preparing the plate.
Yeah.
Like a little, okay, you've spread the peanut butter, but there's a little bit left on the spoon, or you might as well just have a little half spoonful while you're doing that. And then you're getting out the sandwich and maybe you're cutting the crust off and you're eating a few yourself. Yeah. And then just by the time you're done preparing, you've had a semi-snack.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know it though. You don't know it.
So all we have to say about this is stop it. You can stop this. You think you've done it for so many years. You can jolly well stop it.
But I've actually been observant in this. It used to be a habit of mine too, but when I got rid of the habit, I started watching other mums. Mm-hmm. They don't know they're doing it, but more people do it than they realize. And now let me give you a little insight into human nature. Our father, bless his wonderfulness, he'll be having a piece of toast at night and my mum will get on him because she'll be like, darling, you won't lose that belly if you're going to eat bread all day. And he says, mark my words, he says this is my first piece. He doesn't remember the other 5,000 pieces.
Conveniently.
Because he was standing up and rushing while he was doing it. It was just kind of on his way to the ironing board and on his way out the door to do an errand.
Your dad's still one of the last men who irons.
he doesn't remember those pieces. So in my observant of mums, they don't know that they're doing it and they're not counting it as any of their content of fuel. And but no, you might be doing it.
And let's just say that children are growing. They can take more carbs than you, even though we don't like things like, goldfish crackers and pretzels and all that. Maybe they are a part of your child's life. You don't need them. You're in a different stage of life. Stop eating your kid food.
Yeah. And can I say something too? Just because we're on the mean soapbox,
totally
would you
mean
feed
today.
Those fish to your dog?
The goldfish?
I do want to say that though.
Dogs like?
People feed their children less healthy than they do their animals.
That's true.
Yeah, they do. They make sure it's the Purina and they count all those vitamins and minerals in the back of that pack.
Yeah, there's some phenomena when it comes to our animals. It's like, I don't know, you really dissed
on social media. If you take a picture, right, of your dog and in the background is their big bag of dog food and it's the cheap kind, you're going to get so many people shaming you.
Yeah,
dog or if you're showing a picture and you're like you're chucking a piece of, you know, fruit leftover.
John
fruit
would shame you. John only feeds his dog. He doesn't even do any dog food. It's a home cooked. It's raw meat.
My point being, you go to a restaurant and you read the kids' menu and you see the different colas
Chicken
they
nuggets.
Can suggest. People would go to jail for 15 years feeding cola to a dog.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Poor Coke
that's,
in your
that's
dog's
another
bowl.
Thing to stop it because the goldfish and the pretzels. That's one thing. But, you know, I'm just getting on my soapbox.
Since it's mean day.
Just since it's
Let's
mean
just call
day.
It
hey,
mean
just
day.
Stop it. Stop feeding your dog better than your toddler.
Hey, you know what we ought to do is a social experiment where we act like, we have our dog and we pour Coke into its bowl. And we're just like, yeah, my dog just loves Coke. We don't understand. And let people lose their mind.
Yeah.
And then come back and say, actually, it was just to make a point. Don't your kids drink Coke?
Yeah.
Don't you drink Coke?
Right.
Well, why is it outrage?
You know, and this one thing, oh, it's just two. You know, his metabolism can handle it. I'm just going to throw these goldfish or these pretzels.
Or he won't
but
eat.
But you see,
that's
it's then you're teaching them to love it when they're 13, 15, 18, and then a big old picky father who makes sure he has chips on the side of every sandwich.
I wonder if to this day, because I, you know me.
That's a sigh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a big sigh, Dan.
This is allowed to be mean day, but not depressed day, Dan. You're already in a bathrobe.
It's because he's in a robe.
It's not depressed day. It's health journey processing day.
Oh, okay.
Like two years ago, I stopped drinking Coke twice a day and eating bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits from McDonald's on my way to the construction site.
You don't
site.
Even eat it once a day. Just be clear.
Yeah, well, I ate it all. I ate just whatever was quick and easy all day, you know.
No, but now you don't even just do once. It's gone.
Oh, right. No. It's totally gone.
I had to clarify because he said I stopped doing it twice a day.
Well,
I'm clarifying. No.
Here's something interesting. I went from chronic nausea, spikes and crashes, and malaise throughout the day to childlike, never felt better ever. But now I have something. I have this rumbly, gurgly belly, and I wonder if it's because it doesn't know what to do with stuff other than macaroni and cheese and hot dogs.
Because that's what you were raised on, so your body doesn't know how to digest things with fiber and substance.
Like, I've had crazy belly issues since I've corrected my diet, so my nausea is gone. But now my system, I wonder if it's just like, yo, we're trying.
What's wrong with a few gurgles? And, you know, your system's probably healing.
Maybe so, yeah.
And stuff like that. You're putting more roughage in. You are putting more veggies in.
I've lost 10 pounds.
You have? You didn't need to lose that.
I don't want to lose 10 pounds.
Are you doing what
though.
Serene and I are telling you?
I don't
protein
think you are.
Protein in every meal and your carbs. This is not about what Danny.
Yeah, but
are you doing butter and honey, raw honey in your smoothies?
Yeah, but I ran and worked out every day this summer.
Okay, so you need more calories at the same time, Dan.
Maybe I'm ignoring that.
When you tell us, for breakfast I did good. I had one egg on one piece of toast. That's pittance.
Yeah, you know, one egg on one piece of toast, my children get yard work, punishment for only eating that amount.
Well, all I'm just saying
teasing.
Is, hey,
I'm
everyone,
totally
teasing.
Hey,
saying.
Don't call DCS. I've already been there.
Done that.
And everyone who's just joining in, we have so many newbies to this podcast. Danny is a high metabolism skinny guy, just so you know. So when we tell him to eat more.
But he is masculine enough to not be afraid of wearing his wife's bathrobe.
Yeah. Okay, number two.
No, but I just want to go there.
Serene,
to something
we've got
before
to get
the number, this
points.
Is important. You said what's wrong with a few rumbles, and I want to congratulate you on such raw just topic that we need to address really quickly. People want to be too above the human body.
Oh, like the millennials.
They want to be
to
like
bathroom.
We don't poop. Gas is not real. I'm just going to put my head in the sand like an ostrich and think I don't do it. Like, you know, the body's going to rumble. It's going to rumble, and that's okay.
It's going to rumble.
You can embrace a little bit of that. Don't think, oh, I must have a leaky gut. No, there's going to be a bit of rumble because you're human.
Maybe in the mornings more than later.
Yeah, because you're going to go to the bathroom. You got to get the waste out, and it rumbles before it comes out, just like a mountain rumbles before it explodes.
Bit of volcanic activity.
I could actually
squeeze. Seen in the rest of nature.
If I reach with my left hand and grab my side and squeeze, I can hear like.
That's normal.
Is that normal?
Of course.
Oh,
I thought
goodness.
I was dying.
Hey, we're raised on a farm. You know, our grandfather had a bunch of sheep, and
it's,
our dad was raised on a cattle farm. And now we
yes,
have animals
Danny.
Out here. Animals rumble too.
You've got and squishy stuff in your intestines.
Grass-fed beasts.
You've got some air and you've got some liquid and you've got some food. What happens when you squish a balloon with water and it's...
That's what I was picturing.
You know, it's
I was
the
like,
bacteria
like a-
inside of us that makes us so healthy. There's colonies. There's armies of bugs. And they meet and match and they do a bit of kissy and make a good smell. Like what I'm trying to say is they make good bacteria. They multiply it.
Can we get on to number two, though?
Yes, but people
no,
have to know
you
that.
I know. Danny's just fixed for the day. He thought he was dying because his stomach squishes.
Well, you know.
But can we not make this about Danny?
No, it's not because what's happening is listeners are like, me too, thank God.
Oh, okay, good.
That's why I bring it up.
And that's why you don't look at your tummy after lunch. You allow a little gas.
Build.
You allow a little gas enlargement.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, number two. Would you please stop going hungry to the grocery store and then making stupid decisions?
Huge one. Now, even if you're full when you leave, you think of said maniac hunger and you throw zippies in your bag for when it hits.
You see, I've never done a zippy, but I'll tell you the way I get through it.
I just thought of a joke.
Yes, Dan.
How do you accidentally buy goldfish at the grocery store?
You go hungry.
You go hungry. That's what I put in my cart.
And you take hungry maniac child.
Yeah, and both of you are maniacs.
No, so you don't even get goldfish. You actually get something really worse. You get like a bright blue frosty.
And you know you're opening it just for your child, but you know if you're maniac hungry, you're eating more than your child.
Yes, you are.
Even
and
I will do
sipping
that.
It like a freak because you know you're not meant to be sipping it, so you do it fast and strong.
Especially the new extreme cheddar flavored goldfish.
Yeah.
I would have no clue.
And the moon cheese, that can be dangerous. Even if you're at Starbucks and you think, oh, I'm just going to have this healthy little protein snack. If you're starved.
If you're a maniac.
And you're a maniac. Do you know the serving size is only 4 little pieces of Moonie?
Yeah, I don't believe in those serving
There's
sizes.
There's 57 in your mouth when you're a maniac.
Okay, so let's talk about how not to be a maniac at the grocery store. You do eat some protein before you leave. You try and sort it out so that you have your meal before you go.
Right,
you got to make better grocery choices too. Sometimes you can't. And there's a certain amount of mania happening. These days, there's really no excuse. You can go to the refrigerated section of that grocery store. There's things like little packages of nuts and cheese. They're little called protein packs. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah,
I've done
awesome.
That many a time. There's actually boiled eggs. You can actually buy if you're into pork,
what
bacon
about
or whatever.
Gouda sticks.
Gouda sticks. Get some cheese sticks. You can buy pre-cooked bacon if you want. There's jerky. There are berries. You know what I love? Every time I go to the grocery store, I grab on my way out a fresh thing of berries.
Blueberries. Oh,
I do raspberries and I eat them on the way home, along with a cheese stick or
and
something like that.
And or kombucha and raspberries, you know, on the way home.
Raspberries are a fantastic source.
Because I've already got a
fiber.
Collagen drink. I always take a drink with me.
So. Yeah, so please stop doing that, people. That was easy, number two. And number three, please.
But remember the zippies, guys.
Yeah, do
Throw them in your purse.
Do so if
to
you
bring
want.
like little pre-made bags of carrots or berries.
Carrots sounds boring, but like a protein ball or
take
you know,
one of
like
our Trim Healthy Mama chocolate bars, butterfly bars. At least it's in your bag on the way home. And sometimes you really don't need to eat while you're out. You don't need to eat everywhere you go, people. But we live out in the country, so it's definitely a good 35 to 40
Sorry.
Minutes before we make it to the grocery store.
Sorry.
Huh.
Everything takes long, even when you're in the city, sometimes longer with traffic. True. And you're around food.
Yeah.
You're going to be hungrier than usual and you can smell it and you're going through Walmart. And even if you think normally it's gross, you smell the popcorn chicken in the back at the deli.
It's good.
You're a goner.
At that time, it's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, and it's all I say this over and over in my brain. This one time is fine, but I do that 3 times a day.
Yeah. All right. So the next one is please stop. This is Serene's point. We went over them beforehand, and I'm like, that's not a very good point, but here it goes. She made me put it
listen,
in.
Which one?
Stand by for bad point.
Please stop not having a plan in the evening.
Oh, that's my main way I keep on track and in control in my
Please
life.
Stop not having a plan.
Yeah, stop
I
not.
Didn't word it that way. I said, stop being a non-planner of an evening.
Stop failing to plan, people.
Listen, I'm not here being some stricto, like, boring, these are the rules, these are all your can'ts. No, because I believe in breaking the rules from time to time when it comes to things like food, because really, in the big picture, it's not like we're going to hell for eating a cheeseburger, you know, but anyway. But I have a plan, and that's what keeps me, for the most part, on the healthy rails. They're teasing. They're talking about me. They're going, meh, 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 meh.
Danny turned to me and said, she would never eat a cheeseburger.
No,
ever.
Except for, I won't say that. Yes, another party will say that. Anyway.
Are you a sucker for a cheeseburger?
No, but I have a funny thing about cheeseburgers. What I would eat 50 cheeseburgers for. It'll come out on another potty. But anyway.
Be a new game.
So. I have a plan at night that, 5 days during the week, not the weekends, but 5 days during the week, in the evening after dinner, when it's past 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because you already had your food.
Yeah, but past 8 o'clock, if I'm hungry and somehow we had an early dinner, I'm going to eat food before 8 o'clock. It might be like a protein snack, like a little cottage berry whip or something. But if it's after 8 o'clock and I am hungry because I'm staying up till 10:30 and dinner was like at 5, I'm going, and it's after 8, I'm going to have a plan. I I'm going to only
We need a plan, can I say, because that's crazy time. I don't care. I don't know one person that's not crazy time for. Am I right, Danny?
And they wouldn't be hungry if they were having a nice 9 o'clock bedtime. But that's not this world we live in. No. 9 o'clock every night.
It's crazy
it's not.
Time for all of us. Yeah.
Okay, so I say, you know what, Serene, after 8 o'clock during the week, it's just beautiful light trimmings, either like a hot chocolate or a decaf latte or, you know, a salted caramel oolong or and it's crudits till my heart's content.
Crudits, you mean non-starchy veggies?
I have crispy, yummy celery. I have the sweet baby carrots. I have, and I say to myself, Serene, eat as much as you want of that. And
so you don't keep to laws about, oh, I already ate then. I don't need to stuff my face all the time. You're
it's just
nah.
Fiber yeah. And vegetables and non-starchies, and no one has enough of them anyway.
Yeah.
You the energy you burn chewing a hard carrot, because normally I don't have baby carrots. It's the big organic hard things. My jaw's exhausted. It's self-containing. You can't eat a whole bag, like, because you're so...
So this stops you from eating just, like, even if they're Trim Healthy Mama sweets, like, Treases and cheesecakes.
Because I could eat 15 Treases.
Yeah.
First of all, they get me crazy after one because the flavor and they're
so good.
They're dense. It's not a lot of fiber. So my point being, once I eat about three, like... What I'm saying is, if I'm staying up for 3 hours and I'm hungry at the beginning of that 3 hours, three carrots in, I'm full. There's lots of fiber and I have a nice, long, light, trimmy, like it takes a long time to sip in a nice stainless steel double wall so it stays hot for a long time. I feel, oh, the other thing I do is you can buy those Pacifica or there's different brands, maybe like Fire and Hearth, I forget the names, but broth.
Right.
And you put like a capful of MCT oil and whiz it up with a little bit of pinch of nutrition yeast and pinch of salt. It's like a warm broth. It's like a light soup. It's fuel pulse, FP. It's another nice thing I allow myself if I'm hungry. So I have options. I say, this is my plan for the 5 days of the week. So I always wake up feeling like I deserve my breakfast. I always wake up feeling very cleaned out and everything. I don't feel like, oh, like the bad gurgle that we could. There's good gurgles. There's bad gurgles, you know?
Right.
Like indigestion gurgles in the morning because you ate like 11 o'clock at night, 15 treases.
Yeah.
That's the bad gurgles.
Yeah, that's when you're over. Even though we have wonderful desserts on Trim Healthy Mama, they might be S and they might be satisfying. You can still overdo them.
Well, listen, I have breakfast. Sometimes I have a little morning tea. I have lunch. I always have afternoon tea.
You're saying afternoon snacks. Tea. It's a snack.
Okay, so breakfast, sometimes a snack. Lunch, always a snack. Yeah. Dinner.
You got a little room for treats.
And then before 8 o'clock, if I'm still hungry, I have another little snack. Whoa! It's enough time for real food. I'm only telling myself 5 days a week in the hours of craziness when it's very dark outside.
Yeah.
To just stick to certain things. And I tell you what, it keeps me on track. I stay focused.
I find the same thing, Serene, you know, and over Christmas and New Year, which is a time for feasting, I was having a lot of desserts late at night because we'd have parties and stuff, even though a lot of them were Trim Healthy Mama. But I felt heavy, you know, and the scale reflected 4 or 5 pounds, who cares, whatever. I lost them. But I just didn't, I felt a little bit weighed down. And so now since the New Year, I shared on another potty, I've been having my hot chocolate every night. I shared the recipe and we're going to do a video of it. And that's my nighttime treat. It's fuel pull. I'm calling it hit the spot hot chocolate now. I just know that's my plan at night. No, you Pearl, you'd be satisfied with that. I have it about 45 minutes after my meal and I'm good. And then after that, I'm like, no, and you don't need to stuff your face every night before bed just because you're awake. You know, there's something to be said. Intermittent fasting, we don't get into all that too, but breakfast does mean break the fast. In the day, you're all out and about, but at night, unless you're nursing and you do need more calories, you need a later snack and stuff. But for people like me, why aren't we having to eat until midnight?
Right. And the other thing is I as a nursing mother, I'm going to be hungry. If I'm aware of any consciousness before midnight, I'm going to because I'm feeding the baby. But I still believe I can have smart choices for that late in the evening when I'm just sitting there on that couch.
Right. And you
talking
can.
Talking to my husband. So I'm you not can, moving. I'm not.
You can do the fuel pull vegetables like Serene or you can just
and the nice
be
drinks.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Like me, have a lovely drink and then I just stop.
The other thing I tell myself too is, Serene.
Except on weekends. I'm having a piece of cheesecake.
I remind myself of that scripture. Yeah. If I'm over and my son, Ada Nesta, over or my Sila, my daughter and her husband, family, we're just having a great time. That dessert comes out at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, because that's grabbing joy. That's joy.
Yeah. The other thing, Pearl, is I remember that scripture, man should not live on bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And I think to myself, oh, what yummy morsel can I think on? What yummy morsel can I chew on right now? But if you're not a believer, hey, I often tell myself too, hey, it's so fun to really just enjoy just watching my children, thinking about the conversations, being more present,
yeah,
and not just be thinking of the next food I can stuff in, not thinking of, not being just taste bud driven, but also being, having other areas of pleasure.
Yeah.
In the home, you know?
Yes.
Because the home is centered around the kitchen, so it's hard to not realize everything has to be, have food connected to it.
Yeah, I know.
But it doesn't have to.
Here's the next thing. Number four, stop saying, I hate, and then what's it, a veggie?
Oh, a so big one is thing. Salad. I hate salad. I love salad, but I've heard that so many times. Oh, so really I have to do this veggie and I have to hide it in there because I hate salad. Well, you might hate it now, but you could love it if you stop saying hate.
Yeah. I mean, what if you could, Denny? Isn't that where that comes into it?
Oh, it's true. Totally. I mean, I hated salad. I hated mixing powders into smoothies. I hated all of the thing.
I mean, you even hated pressing a button on a blender. You wanted everything to just appear in your mouth.
Yeah, like my standard was it either comes out of a drive-through window or it's being mixed with my Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
You know, and I hated everything else because it was like, why would you downgrade when you can have mac and cheese, man?
I remember the first day, it was one of the potties that you ever tasted. You said, I hate kale. And Serene said, well, Serene and I said, stop saying you hate kale. We're going to bring you kale.
Yeah,
you're
going to
love it. And I remember you
kale.
Tasted Serene's kale chip and you were like, hold on.
I love kale.
I love kale.
Yeah.
It was a mindset, right?
It's totally.
Remember the day you said, I tasted a cucumber yesterday.
Yeah.
And you were like, I thought I hated cucumbers.
Look, let me tell you something. We create characters and then we stick by them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's convenient. These characters serve us and make us comfortable and they've worked for us our whole life. And so what we mean when we say, you know, I hate kale or you know me, I hate spinach, we're referring to the person we made up mm-hmm. to that gets a get out of kale free card.
Totally. And another one, a big one, Pearl, I bet you will totally be like, oh, yes, we've got to tell them to stop being the
is
haters.
Is this a point?
Yes. It was part of the I hate.
Good.
I hate salmon.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I hated salmon my whole
today.
Entire life. I was a salmon, like, hater because I was a plant vegan. And
so you told yourself you hate it.
Oh, I hated
now,
it.
And now,
but now it's my favorite food.
But is it scientifically possible to have every individual having their special tastes?
Totes, but hate is stronger than special tastes.
Hates mean I don't allow it. I hate that when it's something good for you and that you need it. Now, you don't have to love every single thing. But if you need something in your life, if you say you hate veggies, I'm sorry, you don't. You need them in your life. So you create a new character. Yeah. You be a new character who loves veggies.
Yeah, you're the person. You know me. I love veggies.
Yes, and stop saying you hate because they're so powerful. Words are so powerful. Yeah. And you're speaking into your waters.
It's like Pearl.
Podcast
Pearl always used to say, I hate exercise. I'm just not a natural exerciser, blah, 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 blah. But then she realized she needed exercise in her life. And she started saying, I actually enjoy exercise.
Mm.
And Pearl, you have kept a wonderful habit of it about 4 days every week.
Yeah.
Sustainable approach because you have actually allowed yourself to find a little pleasure in it.
A little bit. And just enough because I knew I needed it.
Are you full on identity or is it still a big discipline for you? Like, are you I'm exercise girl now or?
It's a, well,
yeah,
I know that
I'm a sustainable exercise girl.
I'm totally a sustainable exerciser.
Okay, that's
I would
you.
Never allow myself to say to Serene, I hate exercise.
Right.
Where I spent the first half of my life saying that.
Because now you identify as a
now
person.
Now identify as a person who does exercise. Yeah. So why would I say I hate it? It doesn't come naturally to me. It hasn't. Yeah. I had to make it come naturally. And so now it's just a part of my life. And I will never say such detrimental things as I hate exercise.
My dad moved here from Mexico like 5 years ago. And we hadn't really grow up together.
No.
You'll read about it in my book coming up. But I had him typecast as a very specific character.
Right.
He was a Mexican man from Mexico who loved Mexican music. You know, he was like Guantanamera in my mind.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so what kind of music do you like? You know, we're getting to know each other. And he's like, rock and roll. And I thought, wow, that's not the character I pictured.
Yeah.
Why does this man who should have very clear Spanish old country taste in music, because he's in his 60s, Why is he into modern rock and roll? And, you know, that brought me back to that question. Do we really have specific, unique taste buds? I like Mexican food, or I like nachos and cheese, or I like, or is it conditioned? You know, is it something we choose to do, usually out of convenience? I mean, it was easy for me to say 2 years ago, you know me, I love bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits that come out of windows. Mm. You know, so I don't know, that part about the musical taste thing.
It's not like you were born, like, destined to love bacon, eggs, cheese, biscuits, but it's what you created.
Yeah, this isn't your special love. Oh, I could never. My thing is casserole, mac and cheese, potato bake.
No, it was just your habit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And a lot of the things as a child, right. You know, we decide, we make childhood decisions, and then we realize we keep them. Whereas, hey, we're a grown-up now. We need to adjust our thought processes.
Yes.
I tell my children, you know, when they say I hate something, I said, no, that's what you decided when you're a child. You're grown up now.
Yeah.
You can change that thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, at like three, maybe I remember one of your sons saying, oh, he hated salad. Remember that?
Yes.
Like not one plant food would pass his lips. Mm. Now he's the king of all salads.
Yeah. Mm. You know why he's the king of all salads? Because he decided on his own, he didn't want to eat junk. So he decided to like salads, just a decision. And at first, I don't think he liked them, but now he really likes them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and to say that thing about salmon, I hear so many people say, I don't like fish, or I don't like salmon.
Salmon's the one, a very big hater.
Salmon is, but it's so good for you. But there are many ways to like salmon. It's like saying, I don't like USA because you've been to inner city Detroit and it was scary, or inner city Memphis, I don't like USA. Yeah. That's what you're deciding about salmon. Salmon can be completely different things, the way it's cooked.
Yes.
You got to open your mind.
If it's chopped over a
salmon.
Salad.
Oh, yeah. Different.
When I first started, I could only have it like flaked into little pieces.
Yeah, and now sometimes the way it's cooked, it is yucky and fishy, and that could be better. But if you cook it a different way, experiment, open your mind, because it's
maybe
so good
for you.
Maybe it's
just super salmon cakes that way.
Oh, and maybe we need to heal our taste buds.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Okay, we got the last one. It is coming up because producer John's getting restless. I can always tell his body language. It just starts to feel. The timers are running out. Stop thinking, oh, there's nothing on plan here, so I'll just. Where are you? Are you at a party? Are you at a restaurant? So there's nothing on plan here, so I'll just.
What an excuse.
Boy, she's enjoying being me.
Look, I'll tell you why. Because we're at the airport. I see a lot of people saying, I can just tell that even if they're not like Trim Healthy Mama on plan, I can tell that they're the normal, I eat granola for breakfast and run my 5 miles a week. That they're triers of health. I can see in their brain, oh, you know, there's nothing here, so I'm just going to make do. And I can see them all lined up at the fast food thing, ordering junk, where Pearl is at those airports and stays totally on plan. Yeah, I don't need to because I got my zippies. But she's on plan, and I think to myself, there is no place that you can say,
there's nothing here.
Yeah.
It's a pet peeve of mine. Now, all that to say, if you want to go on vacation, you want to take a little break and enjoy some foods that are off plan, we're not talking about that. But we're talking about the excuse when you're trying to do this trim healthy thing, but you're thinking, oh, I had an excuse last week and 2 days ago and I can't do it tomorrow because I'm going there, and you're saying there's just nothing on plan here. Okay, let's look at the hardest situations, like Serene said, airport. Oh my goodness, that's so easy. First of all, there's restaurants. The worst you can do is a bunless burger and get a side salad. You got that.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of other places. Like, you sit down at any restaurant, you order the protein, you order the side vegetable, and you order the side salad. I forbid you to come up with a restaurant that will not do that for you.
Yeah, or if you don't want a meal, you've got Starbucks, you have your nice coffee, or you got your
Dunkin',
and then you go get yourself
bites.
All these wonderful, like, hot, spicy jalapeno jerky bars now that are all like, you know,
I love going to Starbucks. I can make a meal out of those egg white things with the ones with the peppers. I get,
oh, they're yum.
It's a small meal, but I don't get just two. I get four of them, and then it's a mini meal. But I feel
with a coffee and those
with a coffee
great.
Americano with cream, I feel wonderful. And you know what? I was at an airport, and I was ordering that funny thing. This woman, I always notice people. This woman turned up next to me. She was, sorry, Danny. She's a black. Yeah, you want me to call people black? I was going to say African American, and you're like, my dad's black.
Yeah, yeah. All the.
You know what I was thinking about that? You gave me a hard time. It was on another party. You gave me a hard time about calling, like, oh, Pearl, you little white person, not wanting to call them black. You know, I have two black sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I beat you in the black department.
In the black race.
Yeah.
In the race to be cool and black.
And Serene has children. Well, who do we have sitting in it right here in the room?
Yeah,
Getty.
The most with the beautiful black all, skin.
A real African American. Oh, an God. Actual. But yet, she's a beautiful
anyway,
in America
this
now.
Lady turned up next to me, and I noticed her because she looked the spitting image of health and vitality and beauty. She had the long.
There's
like,
something about
yeah,
the
man,
African
she
race,
was,
though. That got
boy,
incredible
her figure
genes.
Was incredible, ooh. And her genetics were amazing. And I thought, what does she do to, you know, she does something, obviously. She's not just created like that. Guess what she was getting?
What?
I felt like
this
so.
At the airport?
Yes. I felt like, man, I'm doing something right. She had ordered before me and I didn't know. So they said her name. She got two orders of the egg whites. So the same as me. And she had a coffee with cream. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's what I get.
Oh.
I said, we ordered the same thing. She's like, yeah, these really fill me up, but I need two servings.
Did you feel like a cool African?
I was like, I'm the coolest African white person in the world. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Her and I.
Wakanda
I know her.
Forever. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
Anyway, so yeah. So stop saying you can't.
Even at Pizza Hut, Pearl, you can ask for the toppings in a bowl.
Many pizza.
And they put
many
it over
pizza
heaps of spinach,
places
like
do
you
pizza.
Say, extra, extra, extra vegetables. You know, they throw a few vegetables on pizza.
Many places
extra
do pizza in a bowl.
And, greens and then put the pizza bowl stuff on top.
Chick-fil-A has a fantastic market salad that I get now when I go there. Mm-hmm. And
Their grilled nuggets are good too.
Yeah, well, they put chopped chicken on this salad, and they have like this avocado lime.
Whoa!
I love your review of what I get
put,
there.
I think we have a actually we have a document. We put it on Facebook. I think it might be on our website called Eating Out with Trim Healthy Mama. It went through every fast food place and what you can get.
Oh, nice!
So you can look it up. Well, but I think it might have been. One
it may have been on it.
It was in the e-zine too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good, like, taste bud satisfying. A little bit of, they have a packet that you don't have to put on, but it's like kind of, it's just a tiny bit of sugary, almost granola or something.
Yeah.
But it's just a little
tiny bit.
Yeah, it's probably nothing. And you
sure
know what?
Danny can do that.
Our first Trim Healthy office was next to the last vape and cigs and liquor store.
Was?
In America.
Well, it was the last really low life one, right? Yeah. And then next to it was the real last video store.
We still have that office.
They're renting VHSs over there.
Yeah, they're renting VHSs. And there's a whole sign that says like stole movies. Not stolen.
No.
Stole. If you see Jennifer Kendrickson, sorry if that's a real name.
It's
she
a
owes
huge list.
$73.62. If you see her, would you bring her?
All that to say, get to your point, lovely head.
There's a petrol station.
A gas station.
Oh, sorry, gas station. There's a gas station, the vape and cigs, and the VHS.
And then Trim Healthy Mama.
And then Trim Healthy Mama. Now, we and all of our workers there buy their lunch many times at that petrol station. And they find on-plan stuff.
Oh, I've
even at the hickest,
I have found many a salad.
Petrol station.
Meth head petrol
this
gas station.
This is the episode you've been wanting.
You can still find stuff.
Do you know what I've bought at that gas station before? I'll tell you. They have a market salad and it's just it's a bit of head lettuce. Okay, but you're hungry. Yeah. I buy a couple of cheese sticks to put on it. I go get a coffee with cream.
And can't you buy also like a boiled egg and a plastic little zip tie
thing?
Chop
it on, you put
it on. Probably
comes
from seven states away, but it's a boiled egg.
And they have sunflower seeds. You can put that on there too, or they have spicy nuts. Now, let me tell you, things aren't going to be quite perfect. When you say to me, there's nothing on plan here, there's things that are close and it's fair enough. Let's just call it close enough, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say you go to a barbecue place.
And sometimes you can get a sparkling by there, and even those Cabot cheese.
Yeah,
little things that look like Cracker Barrel sharp cheese and little things.
Yeah, you can. What about you go to a barbecue place and all they've got is hot and spicy or sweet sauce, right? You still don't have to have the buns.
Yeah.
A little bit of sweet sauce is not going to kill you, people.
And so you burnt your finger, you don't throw your whole arm in and just like burn the whole arm just because. Like, okay, you got a bit of sweet sauce, you don't have to wreck it double over.
Yeah, it's like going to a Chinese, you know, buffet. That's pretty hard to do on plan, right? My husband always says, well, I'm not going to eat on plan here. And then I come back with my plate. Aren't I perfect, though? But no, I'm not perfect. But all of my husband chooses not to eat on plan.
So even though the sweet and sour over that broccoli, at least you chose broccoli and a meat thing that didn't look too syruped. And
yeah, you don't want to choose the fried breaded things. Just choose something that doesn't look like it's been coated. Who cares if there's a tiny bit of sugar? Do your best.
It's like a little bit of wreck is better than total disaster.
So it sounds like getting your health and weight under control is a choice.
So a choice.
Totally.
And a mindset and a mentality and an approach. And it's not a physical handicap.
Sitting there in his bathrobe with his like finger next to his temple, like, and it's like it's the wise pose.
Yeah, it's like, now I'm going to be wise.
Hey, listen, I embody a relaxed, chill cat, and not everybody's comfortable with that. You know, I come to work in my robe. I go to Kroger in my robe. And you got to be you in this world.
But you're trying to be a Spanish lord, right? You're not trying to be like a...
No, I am. I just am. I'm not trying.
You just am.
He believes he is. So that's it. All of these things, when we say stop doing this dumb thing, it's been a habit in your life. It's been a habit in my life. Serena and I have said this stuff to ourselves. Okay, so when we're saying stop doing dumb stuff and being a bit mean, it's because we're on the...
Well, let me confess, three nights ago, in the middle of the week when I should have been having my crudites and my nice light trimmy or broth, whipped broth with a little MCT oil, I was up to my third huge handful of pistachios because I said to myself, oh, just one little pistachio on my way to making my on-plan after late night snacks. And I took one, and then I ended up having about 10. Then I thought, well, 10, I'm in now. I'm in deep. So I'm throwing my whole hog. And 3 huge handfuls later, tummy pain.
Yeah, but Serene, all I'm saying is, on the whole, you've created a new habit.
No, I totally have. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean we're perfect.
No.
But I got right back on my, I'm doing this. This is my organized thing. But I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. We still can fail. But then we just, you know.
Yeah, it's just about creating this. It's just acknowledging this is a dumb thing I'm doing. I'm going to replace it with a good habit, and I can. I'm going to stop giving myself these lame excuses because I grew up
that
way.
But every time I fail, I'm so much stronger the next time because I felt gross, and I remember the gross.
I do remember. I remember the gross from Christmas and New Year when I was heavying it every night, and now I feel so much lighter at night when I just have my little hot chocolate, and I'm loving it. Feels good. Hey, thanks, everybody.
Everybody, tune in next week where we will be chatting with you again on the world's number one health podcast of all time.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
Okay.
All time, it's true.
It's of all time.
Because,
podcasts are new.
Uh-huh.
We're literally the record breaker. Love you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.